This meeting is being recorded.
Very good. Well, the Lord bless us all today. We're going to be considering some truths from Revelation chapters 4 and 5. So if you've got your Bibles, just turn there. We'll try to learn what we can. Revelation 4 and 5.
欢迎大家，我们今天呢，也要学习启示录的第四章和第五章。如果你有圣经，可以翻到第四章。Let's
begin with a word of prayer, and then we'll get into our study.
我们开始来呢，祷告，祷告完了，我们开始进入我们的学习。Lord,
we thank you for the privilege of looking again at the truth of God.
主啊，我们要向您献上感恩，我们有这样的荣幸，再次呢学习神的话。And
Lord, we acknowledge that we so much need your help. We cannot do anything without you. That's what we've been reading in John 15. Without me, you can do nothing. And Lord, we thank you that we can do something with you.
主啊，我们真的就是需要您的帮助，因为在约翰福音第十五章里说呢，没有您呢，我们啥也做不了啊。所以呢，我们就今天呢，我们非常感恩，我们真的是和您在一起呢，我们可以做一点事情。So
Lord, help us this afternoon, we pray.
所以主啊，求您在今天下午帮助我们，我们祷告。You
know our weakness, you know our need, you know the greatness of the opportunity before us. The truth of God is wonderful.
所以呢，您知道我们的弱点，您知道我们的需求，您知道在我们前面摆上了一个极大的机会，为了传播神的真理，这是非常奇妙的。And
so we pray that you will help us as we go.
我们呢就祈求，就是说在我们学习的时候，您来帮助我们。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, again, good to see everyone. We have been studying in Revelation.
所以非常高兴看到大家。我们今天呢，一直在学习启示录这段时间。
Chapter 1 and verse 19 is a key verse.
那个第一章的第十九节呢，是一节关键的经文。
And the Lord Jesus here is speaking to John, and he says, John, you write what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later.
这个里面呢，就是第一节那个主耶稣基督呢，第一章第十九节，主耶稣基督跟那个使徒约翰说呢，你把你所见、所看见、所听见的事现在写下来，就是把过去的、现在的、还将来的都写下来。
And this is the breakdown of the book of Revelation.
这个呢，就是说是启示录的一个分界点。
Chapter 1 is all about what John has seen.
第一章呢，就是所有的关于那个使徒约翰所看到的。
Chapters 2 and 3 that we've been studying in recent weeks is what is now.
所以呢，那个我们在那个上几个星期学的第二章和第三章呢，就是说现在所发生的事。And
then chapter 4 till the end of the book is what will be after that.
所以呢，这个第四章一直到整个启示录的后半部分结束，都是说在这以后会发生什么。So
Most important that we keep that in mind. We'll talk more about it in a few minutes, but that's the outline of the book. If you keep that outline in your mind, you will find it much easier to understand.
这就是呢，我们后面呢，我们也要学的。但是呢，刚才我们讲到呢，实际上是启示录的一个大纲。如果你把这个大纲呢记在你大脑里，你就会发现读启示录容易得多。
Now, chapters 2 and 3 are chapters written to the seven churches of Asia.
那个第二章和第三章呢，是写给在当时亚细亚的七个教会的书信。
They are seven churches that were in existence at the time John wrote this book.
那七个教会呢，是在使徒约翰写这封写启示录的时候，写这几封信的时候，在当地实在的存在的。
They were chosen as recipients of this book. They were chosen because they are representative of churches that were in the world at that time. All churches are something like one of those.
他们那七个教会被选择接受这些书信的原因呢，是因为他们当时代表了在他们那个时期典型的七个类型的教会。
And those churches are representative of all churches in the world today. Every church is something like one of those seven.
七个教会呢，同样也代表了当今世界的所有的教会的类型，因为当今世界的每一个教会都可以与其中的一个类型的教会相似。
And very often, some churches may very well be like more than one church of those seven.
所以呢，通常呢，就是说呢，有些教会呢，它甚至说，就像呢，类似于正超过一个当时的那样的教会。
But we also pointed out that there is an historical perspective on all of these seven churches.
同样呢，我们也指出来了，就是说呢，从某个方面讲，这个七个教会也代表历史上的教会的一个历史。
The first church, Ephesus, is like the church was in the days of the apostles. That was characteristic not just of one, but basically of all the churches. They had a lot of apostolic, in Ephesus, they had a lot of this apostolic power. And so Ephesus really relates to the church in the days of the apostles.
一个教会呢，就是说以弗所教会。以弗所教会当时呢是使徒时代的那个教会，它那个充满了使徒时代教会的所有的特征和特点。所以呢，这个当时的这个以弗所教会代表了在使徒时代的那些所有的教会。And
by the same token, many churches in the world today are like the church at Laodicea. That describes basically the church worldwide today, very like Laodicea.
那在这同样的呢，在当今世界整个世界范围内所有的教会，大多数教会就像都像那个老底家那个教会一样的。And
so I put to you the question last week. I said, what kind of a church do you think we are at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel? Most of you here are familiar with 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. What kind of a church do you think we are?
因为上个星期我给了大家一个问题，问大家一个问题就是说呢，我们16届教会是什么样类型的一个教会？因为你们中间大多数都是在我们16届福音教会的。
And then I also put the question to you, what kind of a church would we be if everybody in the church were just like you?
然后呢，我给大家进一步一个问题，就是说呢，如果在教会里的每个人都像你自己那样，那我们的教会会成为一个什么样的教会呢？
And we're not going to answer that question publicly. It's the kind of answer you can develop in your own mind. But I'm going to review for you those seven churches so that you can say, all right, are we like this? Are we like that? And so we'll go over the seven quickly.
然后呢，我不会就是在这里给出公开的在公众场合给出这样一个答案，因为我问你这样的问题的原因呢，是要你在自己的大脑里有这么一个思考，在你自己的心里呢有一个答案，所以呢，我现在要很快的。 把这七个类型的教会给复习一下，然后你在你内心里找出这样的答案，我们的教会是怎样一个教会，而且你在这个教会，教会会是什么样一个教会。So
the church at Ephesus was in many respects a pretty good church. They were diligent in their work. They were zealous to serve the Lord, to keep the truth of God pure in their midst. They were a good church. But there were a couple of things against them. Number one was that they had left their first love. They continued to do much work, but they didn't have that same zeal of love. They didn't love the Lord as much as they used to.
但是呢，有几件事呢，是他们做的不好的。实际上，这里面讲到的呢，就是他们失去了当初的爱，因为他们很勤奋的工作。
They did have this, though. They hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans, and they hated other things that were not according to Scripture. They were a church that was trying to be according to Scripture rather than according to the world.
因为当时呢，以弗所教会那些人呢，他们做的很好，因为他们恨那个尼哥拿党一党的那样的人，他们呢也是就是试图呢把他们的教会呢是完全按照圣经来建立这样的教会，而不是按照世界上的那个标准来建立他们自己的教会。Then
came the church at Smyrna, and the church at Smyrna was a church under persecution.
然后就开始呢，就是那个斯美拿那个教会。斯美拿教会实际上是在受迫害的那样一个教会。
And in particular, from the year 100 up to 300, there was just continual persecution from the Roman government and from people in the empire against the church.
当时呢，实际上在持续的几百年的时间，当时的迫害呢，来自当时罗马帝国，还有当时在罗马帝国的那些人。Following
that came the church at Pergamos, and that probably was from around 312, something like that, up to maybe 500 or 600. Nobody knows precisely, but in that range, there was a church, Pergamos, and that was descriptive of people who were, the church was married to the world.
然后呢，跟下来就是比较摩那个教会，比较摩那个教会呢，实际上是在312年，就是公元后312年，一直到。 500 或者600年，没有人知道精确的时间。这样的教会呢，它实际上呢，当时那个教会它就是相当于和这个世界结婚了。The
Roman Emperor Constantine said he became a Christian. There's really no evidence he was born again, but he said he became a Christian, and so he went over and pretended to join the church. All kinds of people followed him for political reasons, and the church, instead of being a pure church separated from the world and devoted to God, became a church married to the world.
当时呢，那有个罗马的国王，他的名字叫康斯坦丁。康斯坦丁呢，他说他自己是个基督徒，但是从来没有证据证明他重生了。然后这个康斯坦丁呢，他就来到这个教会，加入了个教会，就是说以为他自己是个假装是个基督徒。然后很多他的跟随者，因为政治啊，或者军事方面原因的跟随他，也加入了一个教会。那么这个教会本来呢，他应该是完全与世界分开的、纯洁的。
As a consequence, much evil, much of the world's ways entered the church, and the church became weaker, became confused, became a real problem rather than a pure blessing.
实际上呢，就是这样的一个结果呢，就是很多的世界上邪恶的东西呢，都加入了教会。那么这个教会现在呢，变得不纯洁了，变得很混乱，变得有很多的错事，所以呢，这个教会不再是那个纯洁的属神的教会了。Then
around the 5th or 6th century, what happened was that the church in Thyatira became the picture of the church, and that was a church where the hierarchy at the top was very bad. Many good people under that, but the hierarchy at the top was bad, and there was much error in it. Even the very form of the hierarchy was wrong.
这个里面呢，就是说呢，大概从第三个世纪开始的时候，这个就是出现了像提亚提纳这样的教会。提亚提纳这样教会呢，他们实际上是说管理层就是高层的那些人呢，他们是非常邪恶的一些人，他们有很多错误的教义，甚至说他们所行所做的事完全是错误的。但是在他们底下的那些会众呢，他们就是好的。
Then around the end of the 15th century, the reformers came, and the Roman Catholic Church was pointed out as being very much in error, their theology even regarding salvation, very bad. And so the reformers came, and the theology that they said they followed was largely pretty good.
然后呢，在大约在第十五世纪的时候呢，这个时候呢，出现了一些改革宗。这些改革宗呢，他们指出当时罗马天主教的那些东西呢，全部都是错误的，因为他们就出现了很多错误，甚至他们对救恩的观点呢，就也认为他们是错误的，所以他们开始改革。改革呢，他们这些人在高层的人呢，他们都是很好的人。
But the people in the church were very, very weak.
但是呢，在教会的会众呢，却非常的软弱。
And by and large, they just basically said, we've got good theology, that's all we need. So they didn't practice what the theology in the church taught.
然后呢，当时的那些高层人呢，说我们其实我们的神学观念呢是非常好的，但是呢，他们却不把那些神学观点呢做付诸于实践，所以他们只是在那里空谈。After
that, in the 18th, 19th, early 20th century, there was a great wave of evangelical enthusiasm that went through the church. And the conditions were very like they were in Philadelphia.
然后呢，从第十八世纪、第十九世纪直到二十世纪初，出现了大量的那样的宣教士，他们把福音呢传遍了整个世界。他们的当时那样的教会呢，就很和那个当时的菲拉铁的菲拉菲铁的教会非常相似。
God had given to the church an open door, and the church in the 7th, the 18th, 19th centuries, the Christians went all over the world with the gospel, and there was marvelous evangelism, and many, many people in most countries became Christians. It was wonderful.
因为当时呢，其实说18世纪、19世纪的时候呢，神呢为他们开了那扇门，所以很多很多基督徒呢，他们走遍世界作为宣教士。到宣教士，当时呢，他们把福音呢传遍了整个世界，他们因为他们所传的福音呢，所以很多的在世界各地的人得救了，这是一个非常的美丽奇妙的一个时代。
But after that arose what is described here as the Laodicean church, the church of Laodicea.
在这里呢，就是说呢，从那以后呢，这里我们有一个就是说是，出现了一个像老底嘉这样的一个教会。
And those people basically said that they had good truth and they had good theology, but they didn't live it.
基本上呢，说这里的人呢，他们说呢，他们有很好的真理，有很好的神学理念，但是呢，他们却不是把它活出来了。And
so the Lord says to them in verse 15, I know your works, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were cold or hot.
那第十五节呢，主就跟他们说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你冷或热。
So he said, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. Terrible situation.
第十六节说呢，因为他们的行为呢，既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我也必从我口中把你吐出来。这是一个很糟糕的一个状况。
They pretended to be strong. They pretended to follow the Lord, but they were just lukewarm. Didn't have any zeal, didn't have any follow through.
因为他们事实上呢，以为他们很强壮，以为他们会跟随神，但是他们却没有热心的去那么做，所以他们就像一个温吞水一样，不冷不热，没有热情去跟随主，去做神的工。
Verse 17 says, they say, I'm rich, I've acquired wealth, I do not need anything. That's what they said about themselves in that church.
第十七节说呢，老底家教会说我是富足的，我已经发了财，一样都不缺。这就是当时老底家的教会他描述他自己的。
But verse 17 goes on, Jesus said to them, you don't realize that you're wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so that you can be rich.And white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes, so that you can see.
第十七节主就对他们说，却不知道你们却不知道你是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。我劝你们向我买火炼的金子，叫你们富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你们赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
So that's the general description of them by the Lord. But he goes on, the Lord goes on in verse 19. And we'll just start here because all the rest has been a review. But verse 19 says, those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline.
这个呢其实就是说在这十九节是开始我们要来讲的，因为前面呢都是主描述他们的，所以前面呢我们是做一个复习，从真正开始从第十九节，第十九节说，凡我所疼爱的我就责备管教他，所以也要发热心，也要悔改。
So the Lord says, listen, I'm not happy with the church at Laodicea, but he says, those whom I love, some of you in that church I'm going to rebuke, I'm going to discipline you so that you will follow me with a zeal.
这主跟他们说呢，你们这样一个类型的教会其实是我不喜欢的，但是呢在你们教会中有些人呢，有些人我们就要责备他，管教他，使他发热心，使他悔改，这样一些人呢他就会跟随我。
And so he says, be earnest and repent.
所以他跟他们说呢，你要发热心，也要悔改。
He says, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will go in and eat with him, and he with me.
第二十节说呢，看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我，一同坐席。
And so it's true that the Lord Jesus Christ is very often just knocking at our door saying, you've got to pay attention to me. I'm still here. I still love you. I want to come in. I want to be part of your life.
因为这个也是通常很普遍的，那个主耶稣基督呢通常是站在我们的门外敲我们的门，说呢，我现在这里，我仍然爱你，我要想进去和你在一起。
Now there's an interesting contrast here, because the church in general is lukewarm and insipid to God. He says, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I don't want you in my taste at all.
所以这个呢实际上这里面有个两方面的事情。第一方面呢整个教会呢它像个温喷水一样不温不热。所以主说呢我要把你们从我的嘴里给吐出来。所以我不想让你在我嘴里让我尝到你的味道，我不想跟你有任何关系。
But he says, if, If you will hear my voice, open the door. I'll come in and I will eat with you. I won't spew you out of my mouth. I'll eat with you. You eat with me. I'll eat with you. We'll have happy fellowship around the supper table together.
然后这里面呢，同样的主意说呢，我现在在这里敲门，我敲门说呢，如果你开门呢，我就会进去，进去呢和你一同坐席，我和你一起吃饭，我不会把你从我嘴里吐出来，然后我跟你一起吃饭，一起坐在那个晚餐的桌子上，享受我们很亲密的关系。
The wonderful truth is that regardless of where we have fallen and what we have done, repentance still works.
所以呢，这里也讲到一个点呢，就是呢，不管我们是在哪里跌倒，不管我们做错了什么事儿，我们仍然有机会来悔改。
And it would be possible to say, I don't believe, sorry, I wasn't following God. He was very upset with me. He spewed me out of his mouth. No way I can ever be right with God.
因为就很容易，你对不起想，你就说呢，哎呀，我没有好好的去顺服主，跟随主，然后呢，主把我从他嘴里给吐出来了，像吐痰一样，给我吐出来以后呢，我再也跟主没有，再不可能跟主有任何关系了。Jesus
says, if you repent, I won't spew you out of my mouth. We'll eat together and we'll rejoice together. Beautiful.
对呢，但是主耶稣基督就说呢，你要是只要你悔改呢。 我不会把你从我嘴里吐出来，我要和你一起坐席，和你一起吃饭，我们要一同的喜乐，这是非常美的一个画面。
And then he says in verse 21, to him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my father on his throne.
而且21节说，得胜的我要赐他在我宝座中与我同坐，就如我得了胜。
So just follow the picture. Here are these lukewarm Christians. They're not at all doing all they should. They're just going through the motion. He says, I don't want you. Spew you out of my mouth.
因为这里呢，您来看看这个画面。画面中间呢，这里是那些不温吞的那些温吞水，那基督徒，他们呢不冷也不热，所以呢他们。
And then he returns to the Christian and he keeps on knocking and he says, but if you'll receive me, I'll come in and eat with you. That's position number two.
然后呢，主就说呢，哦，现在呢，这里有一些基督徒，我现在在敲你的门，如果你接受我，接受我的话呢，我就会进来和你一同坐席，这是基督徒的第二个位置。
And then he says, listen, we had good fellowship at supper. Why don't you come along with me in the morning and you can sit with me on my throne and we'll manage things together. It isn't just that I don't want anything to do with you because you were lukewarm. I want to eat with you and I want to reign with you. Absolutely marvelous progression.
然后呢，这里就出现了第三种位置。第三种位置就是说呢，如果说是你接受我，就我不光和你一起吃晚餐，吃完晚餐以后呢，一同坐席以后呢，第二天早上呢，我邀请你一起坐到我的宝座上，坐到宝座上呢，跟我一起来统治。所以呢，这个就是实际上就是说，你是不冷不热的那些温的水。 我就会吐出来。那么说，你要是接受我悔改了，有最后的这是一个升华的位置，是坐在他的宝座上。
And now verse 22, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
就是说，那圣灵向诸教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
And the wonderful thing is that if we listen to what the Lord is saying, he can bless us. He's given 7 pictures, and we are to learn from each one of those 7. And when we do, why, we will be blessed. He says, I'm speaking to you. Listen.
因为这实际上主说呢，如果那些听我的，我就会赐福给他们。实际上他主在这里描述了七个不同类型的教会，就是说你如果其实这样的教会，我现在主说我现在跟你说话，所以你要听，要听我说。
And so that's the message now to the seven churches from chapter 2 verse 1 to the end of chapter 3.
也这就是七封书信从第二章第一节到第三章的第二十二节所写的。
And now the big transition verse in the book of Revelation is verse 1 of chapter 4.
然后整个的一个非常大的一个转变的经文呢，就是在第四节的第四章的第一节。
He says, after this, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven.
而这个第一节说呢，此后我观看，见天上有门开了。
And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this.
他说我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，你要将以后必成的事指示你。
So, he's basically saying, I gave you the vision chapter 1, I told you about the church age chapters 2 and 3, now I'm going to show you things that must take place.
然后这基本上来说是我在第一章里给你看见的一个意象，第二节呢告诉了你，第二章第三章告诉你你将要做的事情，你要去做的事情，第四章呢告诉你就是将要发生的事。
So chapter 4 to the end of the book is all about what's going to take place in the future.
所以第四章一直到整个的启示录的最后一章呢，就是告诉我们在将来要发生的事。
And the churchwhich is the major theme of chapters 2 and 3, will not be found in chapters 4 to the end of the book, because that's not the theme. What's happening is after the church.
在第二章和第三章那个教会的那个主题呢，你从第四章以后再也看不到了。实际上呢，这就是说呢，这是将来发生的事情。第二章、第三章那个教会的主题已经发生了，这个已经不再会到第四章以后的里面去。
Verse 2 says, at once I was in the spirit, and there was before me a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it.
然后第二节就说，我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。
So the question would be, what is meant by the fact that he was in the spirit?
所以呢，这个里面呢，问题就是他被圣灵感动，这个是什么意思呢
？And on occasion in the Old Testament, we read that when men were in the Spirit, they were actually carried into a different place or a different situation or a different time.
人家在旧约里说我在灵里，这个其实上意味着呢，那个人呢，他被提到了，他被提到了一个不同的位置，或者说是不同的那个时间，或者是不同的地方。
Ezekiel was in the spirit, and he was carried from where he was to Jerusalem, and he could see what was going on in the hearts of those who worshipped in the temple.
然后呢，以西结实际上他当时呢，他是在灵里，在灵里他把那个圣灵把他提到了耶路撒冷的圣殿里面，在圣殿里面呢，他当时呢知道了那些在圣殿里敬拜的人的那些的想法。
He didn't go in his body to Jerusalem, but he could see because he went in his spirit, he could see what was going on in Jerusalem.
因为当时他的身体呢并没有去到耶路撒冷，但是他的灵却去了，因为他在这里呢，他可以看见当时在耶路撒冷的圣殿里发生的事情。
So here, John didn't go to heaven, But in spirit, he could see what was going on in heaven. He was carried not in his body, but he was carried in his spirit into heaven.
这里的情况呢，实际上是使徒约翰呢，他并没有去天堂，但是他的灵呢却去了天堂，因为他身体人在这里，所以他的灵呢被带到了天堂，但是呢，他的灵能够看见在天堂发生的事情。
So the question is, all right, John, you went to heaven. What did you see when you got there?
所以现在问题就是说，约翰，你去了天堂，那么你到了天堂以后，你在那里看见了什么呢？
And the rest of the book is many revelations of what John saw on his going into heaven.
这其余的启示录的后半部分呢，全部都是讲的使徒约翰在天堂里所看到的事情。
The first thing he saw, verse 3, and the one, he saw the throne, verse 2, in heaven, someone sitting on it, and the one who sat on it was in appearance like a jasper and a carnelian. A rainbow resembling an emerald encircled the throne.
好像碧玉和红宝石，又有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。
And the jasper stone, the carnelian stone, we don't know too much about them because we're not jewelers, but these stones were similar stones to what they had in the breastplate of the high priest.
这个呢，其实上呢，第三件事讲到的碧玉红宝石呢，我们不太了解。 因为我们不是珠宝商，但是这里所讲到的红宝石和碧玉呢，实际上就是很类似在那些最高祭司他戴在胸前的那些石头的那个是类似的。And
so the breastplate of the high priest was a picture of 12 stones, each of which reminded him of the 12 sons of Jacob. They're all pictures of men, God's 12 tribes.
这里呢，就是说，当时那个最高祭司他胸前戴的那个胸牌，胸牌上有十二块宝石，这十二块宝石代表的实际上是以色列的十二个支派，十二个支派呢，他们同样代表着所有的当时在神的教会，在神的子民里面的十二个支派。
And surrounding verse 4, surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones. And seated on them were 24 elders.
第四节说呢，宝座的周围又有24个座位，其上坐着24位长老。
And so the stones, the jasper, carnelian, and emerald, they all remind us of men, and in particular, the 24 elders remind us of men.
因为这里呢，在那个前面讲的那些碧玉啊、红宝石啊，还有绿宝石啊，这些都提醒我们，就是想到人，特别是在第四节里讲到的24位长老，然后我们想到了是人。
These 24 elders were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads.
这个24位长老身穿白衣，头上戴着金冠冕。
This is the first thing he saw when he got to heaven. He saw the throne, and he saw the brilliance of the one sitting on the throne, and he saw the 24 elders around the throne.
这是你到了天堂后第一眼就能看见的。首先你看到了一个宝座，然后看着宝座周围那环绕着那些宝石，然后呢你就看着第24位长老头戴着冠冕坐在24个座位上。
And verse 5, from the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder.
第五节说呢，从那个宝座上有闪电，有声音，雷轰从宝座中发出，又有气震。Yeah.
So what do you do when you're out walking in the forest one day, and all of a sudden you see the lightning, and you hear the thunder, and you hear the rumbling, what do you do?
因为如果你在森林里走动的时候，走动听到有闪电雷鸣，然后你会怎么做？
You say, oh, there's a big storm coming. I'd better run home really fast.
那你就说啊，有一场暴风雨又来了，所以我要赶紧跑回家去。
And so here's the throne, and the one on the throne is the judge. And you hear lightning, thunder, and rumblings, and lightning, and you say, I think something bad is going to happen.
因为这里是一个宝座，有一个人呢坐在宝座上的，然后你听到了电闪雷鸣，你说哦，肯定有什么不好事情要发生了。
And this is all preliminary now to the judgments that are going to come in the book of Revelation, but we can see them coming in picture already.
因为这个你前面讲的只是一个细目，细目说所有的那些审判都要来，我们的后面呢都会看到这样的审判。
Verse 5 goes on, before the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God.
6:5节说又有七盏灯，七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的七灵。
So it isn't just the elders who are around the throne. It isn't just God on the throne, but it is also the Spirit of God around the throne. Whatever is going to happen, the Spirit of God is going to be in control.
这个呢，实际上呢，你不光是有一个宝座，宝座上呢，神坐在宝座上，有24个长老环绕在这里。然后同样呢，神的圣灵呢，他也是环绕在这里的。不管发生什么事情呢，神的圣灵永远是掌控一切。
Also before the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, as clear as crystal.
同样呢，就是宝座前呢，好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。
All right, all of this so far is what we would call symbolic language.
所以我们前面讲的呢，所有的一切呢，我们被称之为是象征性的语言。
And the question is, what does each symbol mean?
那问题就是这些迹象呢，是什么意思呢？
And the answer is, we don't just look in our own imagination to see what the symbol might mean. We keep looking back at scripture to find out what these symbols mean.
所以答案呢，是不是用我们自己的想象力去想象出来这些迹象代表的什么？我们是回到那个圣经的前面去，来找出来这些迹象是代表着什么。
So if you go back in your thinking in scripture, you will remember that before the altar of the Lord in the tabernacle was what was called the laver, or the sea of water at which the priests and others would wash themselves in order to be ceremonially clean for the service of God in the tabernacle.
因为这里你要想象的实际上是当时在会幕里在主的那个宝座前面呢，有那些大的缸里面装着的是水，这水呢实际上当时呢就是在祭坛前在放的水的目的呢，是在他们服侍的时候呢，他们能用那个水首先来呢洁净自己。
And so when one went into the tabernacle in the days of the priests, they would go in, their hands would be dirty, their feet may be dirty, they would wash themselves so that they could carry on the service of God.
实际上在那个会幕的那个年代呢，当那个最高祭司要进入会幕的时候呢，他们进入仪器以后，他们的手或者是脏的，他们是脚上也许是脏的，所以他们又用那个缸里的水来清洁他们自己，这样他们可以进去服侍神。
And the guilty sinner would say, how can I possibly approach God? How could I approach the altar of God with a sacrifice if I'm dirty? And the answer would be, the laver is there, you go and wash.
因为这个呢，就是一个有罪的人呢，他说呢，我怎么能够接近神呢？我怎么能够去来到神的祭坛面前献祭呢？答案就是这里有水，你们先用水呢洁净自己。
And so the sinner would come into the tabernacle, and he and the priest would be washed. They'd all be clean before the service of God, and they would be so happy. They'd say, this is wonderful. The sinner can be cleansed.
这当时呢，就是罪人呢和祭司呢，他们同样来到那个会幕里，会幕里呢，他们两个人呢同时呢用那个水洁净呢，他们自己洁净，他们自己呢，他们就可以很高兴，很有喜乐的服侍神，所以他们心里就很在想啊，这个是太奇妙了，因为罪人可以得到洁净。And
so when you get to heaven, you'll find the throne is there, and in front of it is the sea, but instead of a sea of water, it's a sea of glass.
你进去了以后呢，你看见那里有一个宝座在那里，但是呢，在宝座前面有一个海，因为海呢，这个海不是水成的海，而是一个玻璃成的海。
The glass was as clear as crystal. Can you imagine something the Old Testament sea was about 23 feet across, I think. But if the New Testament sea is crystal, can you imagine a piece of crystal 23 feet across? Can you imagine how beautiful it would be?
所以呢，就是呢，你可以想象一下这个玻璃海，玻璃海它在你在旧约你看到的那些同样的是海，你看到这个玻璃海，它是像水晶一样洁净，你想想那是多么的美丽呢？
But you say, what's the value of that? Because you can't be cleansed there. You can't get cleansed by rubbing yourself with glass.
那你说这个呢，有什么这个点在哪里呢？因为你不可能在那里被洁净，你不可能用一个玻璃、水晶玻璃来擦你自己，让你自己变得干净。
And the picture is not that you go there to be cleansed. You've already been cleansed. The picture there is the beauty of those who have been cleansed and the beauty of the Lord who has cleansed them.
因为这个呢，就是这个点，不是说你要到那里去洁净，因为如果你能到那里，你已经被洁净了。你已经被洁净，所以这个洁净的透明的水晶呢，代表了那些被洁净的罪人的美，也代表了那个洁净罪人的主的美。
Heaven is not a place you go to get your sins forgiven. Heaven is a place you go to because your sins have been forgiven. And it's about time that the beauty of that be evident to all.
因为天堂呢，不是一个地方，你到那里去，让你的罪得到洁净，是因为你罪已经得到洁净了。你得到了洁净了以后呢，你才能去天堂。你去到天堂以后呢，因为这样的洁净呢，才能显出被洁净人的美和其他的证据在那里。We
keep on reading now about this first vision that you get in heaven. It says, in the center, round about the throne, were four living creatures. And they were covered with eyes in front and in the back.
我们继续来看看天堂的美，就是说呢，宝座中的啊，宝座周围有四个活物，前后都满了眼睛。
The first living creature was like a lion, the second was like an ox, the third was like a man, and the fourth was like a flying eagle.
第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个两边像人，第四个又像飞鹰。And
each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings.
也就是说，那四个活物有六个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛。And
day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty who was." And is to come.
他们昼夜不住地说圣洁圣洁圣洁主神是昔在今在以后永在的全能者。Now,
it's very difficult apparently for us to know for sure who these living creatures were.
所以对我们来说呢，很明显的，对我们来说是很难知道这四个活物到底是什么样子的。They
are representative of the character of God.
他们代表呢神的那个特征。
They are like a lion, an ox, a man, and an eagle.
他们像那个狮子、牛，还像人、像鹰。
And each of them are like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you go for the symbol in Scripture of Matthew, it's a lion. The symbol of Mark is an ox or a servant. The symbol of Luke is a man. The symbol of John is an eagle.
因为你如果说呢，这四个活物呢，其实上跟马太福音是不符音的，就是很那很是一样的。因为马太福音呢，它实际上它就是那个狮子，然后那个马可福音呢，它是就是牛犊，因为它是服侍的。路加福音呢就是人，它是讲主耶稣是个人。然后呢，那个非音呢就是实际上是约翰福音讲的神。
So precisely who these living creatures are, I'm not sure that we know.
所以呢，精确的讲, 这四个活物是什么呢? 我不清楚, 我知道。
One Bible expositor in whom I have great confidence said this.
所以一个呢, 就是学习圣经的, 一个研究圣经的一个人, 我对他很有信心的, 他是这么说的。
He said in his book, I have read 39 different commentaries on this verse, and they've given 39 different meanings of what is there. And he says, most of them aren't very good. I don't agree with them.
那这个呢,那个人说呢,他说呢,就是其实在这一节经文里,关于这四个活物,有39条来去说明解的这几经的。 但是呢，那个人说呢，这39之中呢，有大多数呢都是好的，但是呢，他不同意，这个说法。So
we don't know precisely what they mean. We do know one thing: they're living creatures. They're around God's throne. They're serving the Lord, and they are like the Lord Jesus, the lion and the ox and the
man and the eagle.
And so the question is, what are they doing there? And the answer is, day and night. They never stop saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
就是呢，那么问题是他们在那里干什么呢？其实让答案就在这里。他们终于不停地说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
So the question is, what's going on in heaven?
问题是在天堂会发生什么呢?
And the answer is, there's worshiping of God.
其实答案是在那里,我们是敬拜神。
Heaven is going to be a wonderful place. That's where we're going to worship God day and night. And whatever we do, that we're going to be doing all manner of wonderful things. But through it all, we're going to keep on saying, we've got a wonderful God. We're never going to stop praising God when we get to heaven because we're going to be comparing him to what we are, what we were. We'll be comparing him to the interests of the world down here. And we'll say, what a wonderful God.
那么说呢，我们到天堂呢，我们会干什么呢？因为我们会在那里昼夜的，昼夜的敬拜我们的神，因为我们的神是一个非常奇妙的神，我们有了这么一个奇妙的神，我们当然要不停的去敬拜他，去敬拜在天堂里敬拜他。那么说呢，我们到天堂呢，我们相比一下我们在地上发生的事情之后呢，我们更感觉到我们的神是一个奇妙伟大的神，所以我们要更多的去敬拜他。So
verse 9 says, whenever the living creatures give glory to God and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and they worship him who lives forever and ever, and they lay their crowns before the throne.
第九节就是说呢，每逢四个活物将荣耀、尊贵、感谢归给那坐在宝座上、活到永永远远者的时候，那24位长老就俯伏在坐宝座的面前敬拜那活到永远、永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前。
So they are, these 24 elders are here. The question is, who would those 24 elders be?
现在呢，这里有24个长老，那么问题就是呢，这24个长老代表着谁呢？
And you'll remember that David, when he was establishing the worship for the temple, he appointed 24 different, I can't think of the word now, 24 different groups of men to worship the Lord, each for 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 24 would be there.
因为这里呢，大家要记住大卫。 当大卫王他在建立那个圣殿的时候，建立圣殿不是柱子的时候呢，实际上他是安排了24组不同的祭司，一直在那服侍，就是每个星期都有24。The
24 groups would be representative of the priests and the Levites who were assigned times and responsibilities to serve the Lord. There were the 24 groups that went.
所以这个24个组呢，就是24班的这个人呢，他们实际上就是祭司和当时的立位人，因为他们来服侍神的，所以这24班就分的不同的时候，一直保持有人在那里服侍敬拜神。And
you may remember the Christmas story of Zechariah the priest. He was serving the Lord one day in the temple, and Gabriel said to him, you're going to have a son, you can call him John, and he's going to go before the Lord Jesus.
你们都记得那个大撒迦利亚的那故事，尤其在圣诞节的时候，你们会读到撒迦利亚。撒迦利亚实际上当时他是一个最高祭司，他是在圣殿里值班，然后那个天使加百利来告诉他说，你要记住，你要生一个儿子。
And so Zechariah was one member of one of those 24 different groups. And his group went to the temple for 2 weeks, and then he would go back home to his home outside the temple area. But he was responsible for serving the Lord for that 2 week period. He was one of the elders of those 24 groups.
因为其实你记得呢，当时呢，撒迦利亚他就是那24组那个服侍的人中间的一组。他实际上他是进了圣殿里，进了圣殿以后呢，他要在那里待2个星期，待2个星期呢，然后呢，他就在那里服侍神。所以他是当时那一组的人在圣殿里服侍里面的那个头。
And so logically, there would be 12 elders from the Old Testament, 12 from the New Testament, 12 sons of Jacob, the 12 tribes, and the 12 disciples, picturesque, put together, 24 elders. They are representatives of the priestly people of God.
这个实际上呢，这个很明显的，这个有十二个呢，有十二个是从旧约来的，这十二个就是以色列的十二个支派的那些领导人，然后呢，下面的这十二个呢，就新约中的，新约中的这十二个呢，就是主耶稣基督的十二个门徒，很明显的，这里新约和旧约的十二个组成24个，他们代表了所有的神的子民。
All right, and one thing we know about these is the 24 elders, where are we? Verse 10 at the end, they lay their crowns before the throne.
因为我们在这里看到的呢，是在第十节里， 这24个长老在干什么呢? 他们把他们的冠冕放在宝座前。
So, the 24, the 12 of the 24 who represent the church, where did they get crowns?
那个12个长老代表着当今的教会，那么他们是从哪里得到冠冕的呢？
If you were one of those 24, and you may very well be, we're not sure of all those details, but if you were one of those 24, where would you get your crown?
所以呢，你是如果你是那24个长老中间的一个。 我们不是很了解中间的一些细节啊，但如果你是假设你是其中的一个24个，那么你从哪里能够得到你的冠冕呢？
And the answer is we don't have a crown now.
这答案是呢，现在我们并没有冠冕。
But we're going to get a crown when we get to heaven. Paul says, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord will give me in that day, and not to me only, but to all those who love his appearing.
因为这个实际上呢，我们现在没有一个冠冕，但是我们到天堂以后呢，我们就有一个冠冕，因为使徒保罗说呢，因此前面给我摆上一个公义的冠冕。 公义的冠冕到我到天堂的时候，主会赐给我公义的冠冕。这个冠冕也同样是赐给那些所有喜爱主显现的人的。Okay,
so you can't give a crown away until you get one, and you're going to get one on that day when Paul gets one. There's going to be crown distribution day.
因为你如果头上没一个冠冕，你不可能把冠冕放在脚下。但是呢，其实到那个时候呢，到天堂的时候呢，我们每个人都会得到一个冠冕，因为就是保罗，使徒保罗也会得到一个冠冕。在那天呢，是分发冠冕的日子。And
it's going to be an exciting day, and the Lord's going to get us all together, and He's going to say, "All right, Paul, I'm going to give you this crown," and then you'll say, "Peter, I'll give you this crown," and then you'll say, James, I'm giving you this crown. And then he'll say, Winston, I'm going to give you this crown. And Julie, I'm going to give you this crown. And Vic, and we all get a crown. That's going to be wonderful.
因为实际上呢，当时呢，就是说呢，主把我们聚在一起，到那一天呢，是一个非常奇妙的一天，因为主跟说呢，那个，使徒保罗，保罗，我给你一个这个冠冕，彼得，我给那个冠冕，那个，秦弟兄，我给你这个冠冕，老王，我给你这个冠冕，Julie，我给你这个冠冕，艾薇，我给你这个冠冕，那温斯顿，我们所有人都一个人得一下冠冕。
Now, there are many crowns that you can get in Scripture. We're going to get them all on that day. But this crown is the crown for those who love the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是呢，就是你到了那个天堂的时候，那一天呢，我们每个人呢，都可以得到不同的一个冠冕。但是这一个冠冕呢，是专门给那些喜爱主显现的人的。
Do you get excited about the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back?
因为你对主耶稣基督要回来的这个事实，你感到激动吗？ 当然。
Do you get excited about the fact that you get to go to heaven? You say, yep, I like that.
因为你就有这样一个事实，你会去天堂，你会感激动吗？ 是，我会感激动，我很喜欢的。
Do you hope it's coming soon? You say, yep, yep. That's what I want. I want it soon.
因为你希望这件事情很快发生吗? 也是，我想这个就快发生了。
We're going to get the crown because we love His appearing.
所以呢，谁会得到冠冕呢? 我们会得到冠冕，因为我们得到冠冕是因为我们喜爱主的显现。
We're probably going to say, man, this is a good-looking crown. I'm amazed. Look at that. We'll run up to the mirror, and we'll take a really good look, and I'll say, Harold, you look good in that crown, you know. That's a good-looking crown you got.
现在就是说呢，你说呢，这个天地天呢，我们会那个冠冕呢，会超出你的想象。原来这个冠冕太美了，然后呢，天上的那个镜子甚至都不够用了。 然后呢，大家都说的，哎，二位，你那个冠冕很漂亮。你二位说，哎，你头上那个冠冕很漂亮。
And what are we going to do with our crowns?
那么我们的冠冕有什么用呢？
We're going to go up to the throne. We're going to place our crown before the Lord Jesus Christ on the throne.
因为我们会把这个冠冕。
We're going to say thank you, Lord Jesus.
因为我们要把我们的冠冕放在坐在宝座上的主耶稣基督的宝座下面，我们要跟主耶稣基督说呢，感谢你，主耶稣基督。
It's the first thing that John sees when he goes.
这是约翰到达天堂以后第一件所见到的事情。
God's got all kinds of wonderful things to tell John. But he says, John, the first thing I want you to know is that I'm on the throne. And my redeemed are all around me, and they're going to have crowns to put at my feet, and they're going to be rejoicing, and I'm going to be rejoicing, and heaven is a wonderful place.
所以呢，给主编圆圆说，那行，我让你看见，看见呢，到了天堂以后呢，我是我坐在宝座上，那在我坐在宝座上，然后所有的那些我救赎回来的都环绕在宝座周围，他们每一个人呢都有一项冠冕，他们把所有的冠冕呢都放在我的宝座的下面，所以呢，天堂是一个奇妙的美丽的地方。
And what are the four living creatures and the 24 elders going to say? Verse 11, you are worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will, they were created and have their being.
这四个活物和这些二十个长老会说什么呢？第十一页说主啊，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的。因为你创造了万物，并且万物是以你的旨意被创造而有的。
Some people say, I don't know why God created me.
有些人说，那我不知道为什么神要造我。
Some people get angry at God for creating them.
有些人是因为神造了他而向神发怒。
What happens to these who are before the throne? They say, Lord, we're so glad you created us.
这四个二十四个长老在那个宝座前说什么呢？他们说呢，主啊，我们非常感恩您创造了我们。
You might ask them and you say, was life easy or hard?
因为不管是生活容易还是不容易。
They might say, well, my life was hard, but maybe not as hard as John the Baptist's life, because not John the Baptist, but John the Apostle, because he was writing this from prison.
就是说呢，有些人说呢，我的生活呢可能是不容易，但是呢，我的生活再不容易也没有那个使徒约翰不容易，因为使徒约翰是在监狱里写的这封这个启示录。
What's John going to say on this occasion? Think John's going to say, Lord, you really loosed up my life. Everything was wrong.
所以呢，就是说那个这约翰他会在这里说什么呢？他会说啊，主啊，你把我的生活搞得一团糟吗？
They worship the God who made them. John says, you made me. I was born in Galilee. I met Jesus as a fisherman. Every detail of my life is wonderful. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for creating me the way you created me when you created me. Thank you for what you did for me.
就是像讲的约翰他这样说，他说啊，感谢主啊，因为我当时在加利利。而加利利呢，我遇到的主耶稣基督，耶稣基督呢，然后呢，从那以后，我的生活的每一个细节都变得非常奇妙，非常美。所以感谢主耶稣基督，感谢主耶稣基督，您呢创造了我，创造了我，把我创造的如此完美。
Don't be discouraged, brother, sister. The Lord has not made a mistake with you yet, and He's not going to make a mistake with you.
所以不要灰心丧气，弟兄姊妹们，因为主他造你的时候从来没有把你造错了，到现在为止都没有把你造错，将来绝对也不会再把你造错。
And on that day we're all going to worship him, and we're going to say, Jesus, thank you, you made me just right.
所以呢，当那一天呢，我们都会。敬拜主耶稣，我们说感谢主啊，你把我造得如此的好。
All right, so let's keep going. Verse 1 of chapter 5 says, Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals.
然后我们来翻到启示录第五章第一节。第五章第一节是我看见坐宝座的中，坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里面都写着字，用七印封严了。
And this is a very important part of the book of Revelation, because what we're going to see is this book is opened and more of it are going to be read. And as it's read, the plans of God, the judgments of God are going to be opened. This book sort of carries itself on throughout the whole of Revelation.
所以这本这里呢是 启示录里很重要的一部分，因为从现在开始呢，这个书呢要被打开了，书打开了呢，其实上呢就展现出神的计划和神的审判，然后在启示录后面全部都要发生的。
It's not the kind of book that we have. We get a book, I'll just show you one here, I'll show you my Bible. We get a book like this with lots of pages in it. That's not the kind of book it is.
这个书卷呢不像我们普通的书卷，就像他刚才拿出来的这个圣经一样，它不是有一页一页的纸这样的书。
It's the kind of book they used to have in Jesus' day.
这本书呢就像是在主耶稣基督的时代他们有的那样的书。
And it was a scroll. It was round and round and round, and each outer layer more and more and more paper.
现在这里实际上是个书卷，书卷呢实际上呢它中间有个棍子，然后就在绕绕一卷卷的缠起来。
Something like that paper towel you have in your kitchen with the rolls of paper going around it. Only instead of being just white absorbent paper, it's written on both sides.
实际上呢它有点像你在你们家厨房的那个毛巾纸那样，你挂的那个毛巾纸它是一卷一卷一卷卷，但这个它不是那样的，它是一个纸呢两面呢都写了字的那个书卷。
Some years ago they found a copy of the book of Isaiah that was from about 100 or 200 years before the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ。
现在他们其实呢他们找到了一本以赛亚书的书卷，是在我们主耶稣基督出生200年之前找到的。
And apparently it was made on sheepskin, I believe, I'm not certain of that, but whatever it was just one long scroll.
因为这个呢书卷呢它是羊皮做的，我不是很确定它到底什么做的，但是整本书呢写在一个很长的一个书卷上。
I think the scroll was 73 feet long. Long scroll, just the writings of Isaiah.
因此我认为呢那个书卷呢有73英尺长。那个书卷呢整个打开的有73英尺，所以所有的那些以赛亚书都写在上面。
So if you had a Bible, an Old Testament in the days of, in the days of Philip the Evangelist, who was going back to Ethiopia, and he had the Bible with him, he probably had a lot of scrolls in a great big box.
那如果你回到那旧约那个时间，在腓利当时呢，他去找那个埃塞俄比亚太监的时候，他在车上读圣经的时候呢，他可能有一整箱的这样的书卷在他里面。
All right, so this particular scroll is a scroll that is in heaven, and it's going to be opened. So, back to verse 1, we'll read it, and then verse 2. Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with 7 seals.
这里呢，其实啊。你再看看这个书卷，它是在天堂里，是天堂里的。我看见做宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，用七印封严呐。
So this is a different kind of a book. Yeah, you couldn't open it at all because it was sealed. But when you broke the seal, you could open and you could read part. But when you get a little farther on, there'd be another seal stopping you from reading. It had to be broken. And then you'd read on and then there'd be another seal. 7 seals in this particular book.
这个不是一本普通的书卷，这个普通书卷呢，是把那一个封印印着的。那因为有这个封印的，所以你读不到里面的东西。那么那个封印呢，首先呢必须被打开，打开了以后呢，你读到一定的程度呢，里面又有一个封印。你把那个封印呢打开了，才能继续读。再往里面走的又一个封印，这样的封印呢，一共有七个在里面。
Verse 2 says, And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, Who is worthy to break the seals and open the book?
第二就是说呢，我又看见一位大力的天使大声宣传说，有谁配展开那卷书，揭开那七印呢？
This is a very important book.
这是一本非常重要的书。
And not anybody can open it. Is there anybody worthy to open it? Because, in fact, it's going to contain what's going to happen in the earth during the days of the Revelation.
今天不是每个人都可以打开的，也不是每个人呢配打开那卷书，因为这些书里面呢记载着在启示录后面将要出生、将要发生的所有的事。
Verse 3 says, but no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it.
第三节说呢，在天上地下。地底下没有能展开能观看那书卷的。
John says, I wept, and I wept because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or look inside.
因为第四节说呢，因为没有配展开配观看那书卷的，使徒约翰就大哭。
I wonder why John wept.
我知道为什么那个约翰哭。
Do you think he knew that this particular scroll, this book, contained the judgments of God on the, for what was done on the earth?
所以你认为使徒约翰当时他知道这本书里就包含着神对整个世界的审判和将在世界上发生的那些事吗？
If he knew that, I can understand why he wept.He might have said, if no one opens that seal, if no one opens that book, we will never get judgment on the earth. There will be no judge.
因为我认为呢，他知道这就是为什么他大哭。他哭的原因呢，就是说呢，如果没有人能够打开那卷书的话呢，那在地球上就不会有审判。地球就不会受到审判，地球上就不会有审判官。
We are often seeing in our day tragedies that result when judgment is not effectively carried out.
因为在我们的人生中呢，通常呢，如果审判就是公平的审判，也能得到有效的执行的话，那么就。有大量的悲剧发生。
Who is judging Mr. Putin?
所以呢，谁来审判普丁先生呢？
How many more millions of people will be killed or suffered terrible distress because nobody judged Mr. Putin?
所以有多少人因为普丁没有受到审判而最后承受极大的苦难和痛苦呢？
What about Mr. Hitler?
What
if Mr. Hitler were never judged?
你想想希特勒，如果希特勒没有受到审判，会发生什么？
What if Mr. Hitler hadn't died, he just carried on and conquered the whole world that he wanted to?
所以如果希特勒没有死，他那个征服了全世界，那怎么办呢？
Terrible, terrible, terrible. You can understand why John cried. He said, somebody has got to. Isn't there going to be some judgment because of all the wickedness in the world?
因为这个就是极其可怕的，如果希特勒统治世界。那么这现在你就知道为什么约翰大哭。他大哭的原因是就是说，如果没有人能够打开那个封印，那么世界就不会得到审判。
Solomon said,Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the hearts of the sons of men are fully set in them to do evil. Somebody has got to judge them.
所罗门呢，其实在所罗门在他的书中说呢，因为罪没有得到及时的审判，所以在人们的心里呢，就产生了作恶的邪念。
If judgment doesn't come, everything just goes from bad to worse.
如果审判不来的话，那么每件事呢，会从那个 糟糕变得更糟糕。
Verse 5 says, Then one of the elders said to me, Don't cry. See, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and his seven seals.
第五节说呢，长老中有一位对我说，不要哭，看哪，犹大支派中的狮子大卫的根，他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。
Who is the lion of the tribe of Judah?
谁是那个犹大支派中的狮子呢？
Our prophecy says that would be the Lord Jesus Christ, the coming Messiah.
所以先知说呢，这就是我们的主耶稣基督是将要来的弥赛亚。
John says, I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain. That's a good picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders.
因为这个第六节约翰说呢，我又看见宝座中有四个活物，并长老中有羔羊站立。这个羔羊是我们主耶稣基督很好的一个画面，将是被杀过的。
He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth.
他有七角七眼，就是神的七灵分开全往全地去的。
If he had seven horns, what would that imply?
如果他有七个角，这个暗示是什么？
Well, that would, the seven horns would simply imply that he had all power. Nobody's going to beat him. He's in charge.
因为这如果他有七个角的话呢，这个就是暗示着他有所有的权柄，他没有人打得过他。
And if he had seven eyes, he'd see everything that's important.
因为如果他有七个眼呢，他就会看见所有重要的事情。
What kind of a judge would you like to stand before if you were guilty? Would you like, or you were before him in judgment, would you like a judge who didn't have any power and the bad guys could buy the judge off?
因为如果你是在一个法官面前呢，就是审判的话呢，你希望这个法官是个什么样子的呢？你希望那个那个法官是没有任何的权柄，那些坏人可以贿赂他的那个法官吗？
No, you say I don't want that.
你说呢？我不想要那样的人。
Would you like a judge who didn't really know what was going on? He just saw somebody pull the wool over his eyes. He couldn't see what was happening.
你希望有那么一个法官，他完全不知道将要发生什么事情吗？有些人把一些些遮盖他的眼睛，他什么看不见吗？
No, that's not our God. Our Lord Jesus is the judge. He's got the power. He's got the intelligence. He's got the vision. He knows, and he will judge right. Hallelujah.
因为呢，不是这样的。我们的主耶稣基督呢，他是一个非常有权柄的大法官，他有那个也很好的视力，能看见一切，他也很高的智力，他也很高的权柄，他能掌控一切。所以你说哈利路亚，我们有这么一个强有力的法官。
So he came and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. And when he'd taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, You're worthy to take the scroll to open the seals, because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom of priests to serve our God.
这里的第七节说呢，羔羊前来从做宝座的右手里拿了书卷，而是呢，他既拿书卷，是活物和二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前。各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。然后呢，他们唱着新歌说：“你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，将他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权。”
Each of them had a harp.
每个人呢都有一个那个琴。
That'd be pretty nice. You get a 24 harps playing all in unison, absolutely beautiful.
这个呢是非常好的，因为你有24个人，每一个人拿着个琴，拿着琴呢，来奏一个音乐，这音乐一定会非常和谐，非常好听。
And each of them had a bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
那么每个人呢都有一个金碗，金碗呢，金碗里面盛满了香，这香呢就是所有的众圣徒的祈祷。
What happens to your prayers?
那么你的祷告会发生什么呢？
Well, the answer is God saves them.
所以神会呢把你的祷告存下来。
Like your tears, he puts them in his bottle.
就像你流过的眼泪一样，神把你的眼泪都放在一个瓶子里面。
They're very precious to him.
对神来说都是非常珍贵。
Sometimes a mother will keep something associated with her little child, and she'll hide it away, and it'll remind her of that little child when he was a little boy or girl.
因为有时候那些妈妈呢，她会把那个她的孩子的那个身上的就特别的东西把它留下来，留下来藏起来。藏起来，然后当她看见那些东西的时候呢，她就会想起，哎，她的那个孩子小时候的状况。
Sometimes the mother will just take a little snip of hair, a little lock of the hair, and just keep it, and that'll continue to remind her of that daughter, of that son, when they were very young.
因为这个呢，当有时候的妈妈会从她的那个孩子的头上呢剪一小撮头发出来，然后这个头发呢就保存起来，这就是时常让她想起这个孩子，她的儿子还是或者是女儿很小的时候的那样的一些情况。
What's God do with our prayers?
那么神把我们的祷告怎么做呢？
Well, he puts them all in his little bowl.
他把我们的祷告都放在那个金碗里。
And then periodically he goes over and smells them because they smell really good.
因为神呢，经常呢会把他那个碗呢去，让他闻一下，因为闻起来很香。
Not always have all of those prayers been answered yet.
所以并不是说那些所有的祷告呢，还都被应允了。Sometimes
when we pray, God answers us in a few minutes. We say, wonderful.
有时候我们祷告呢，神在几分钟就应允了我们的祷告，我们说这个太好了。Sometimes
when we pray, it takes a few days or a few weeks or a few months or a few years.
有时候你祷告呢，它要经过几天、几个星期。 几个月或者几年以后，他得到应允。
Has God answered all your prayers yet?
神已经应允了你所有的祷告吗？
No.
还没有。
He's going to answer all your prayers?
他准备应允你所有的祷告吗？
Yeah. What's he going to do about those prayers that he's going to answer in the days that's coming? When the book of Revelation will be fulfilled. Is he going to hold some of those prayers off until then?
所以呢，神呢，他是会应允你所有祷告。那么神在那一天，就是说启示录来到的那一天，在使徒行传描述的发生的那一天，他会怎么去对付你的那些祷告呢？
And the answer is yep.
答案是，他会应你祷告。
So what are you going to do? Let's say 100 years from now, when you're up in heaven on this occasion, and you see these bowls being poured out before the Lord, and you say, that's my prayer. I'd almost forgotten that I prayed that. Look, it's still there.
现在就是说几百年前以后，当你去到天堂，你发现了这个时候你的这一个圣满。 圣徒祷告的这个碗到了主耶稣脚下的时候，你会怎么说？哎，这里面有我在祷告的，我的祷告在里面。And
you're going to say, God, do you still remember that prayer? After all those years, after all those tears, after all that waiting, do you still remember?
所以你会说，神啊，你仍然记得。 我的祷告吗？在经过呢那么长的时间以后，在经过呢我那么多的泪水以后， 在经过了我那么长的时间等待以后，您现在仍然记得我当时的祷告吗？
And he'll say, of course, Harold, I remember.
I
remember your prayers. You forgot, but I remember. They're all going to be answered, Harold.
你神对我说是，当然了 ，Harold， 我当然记得你所做的祷告了。就算你自己忘了你的祷告，我仍然记得，因为你所有的祷告都要得到应允。
And what are we going to say?
那我们怎么说呢？
And that's next week because we've run out of time.
这就是下个星期我们要来讲的，因为时间到了。
Okay. Because this chapter ends in the most beautiful way, and we'll get to that next week. Praise the Lord. There's a God in heaven who loves us, and he still remembers, and he's going to do what's right. Hallelujah.
这里呢是一个很好的地方来评价呢，因为我们感谢主，感谢主，因为在天上有那么一个主，他永远爱我们，他永远记得我们，我们为此深深感恩。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you allowed John to go to heaven on that occasion to see what's going on. And Lord, we're excited to think that one day we'll get to go into that throne room too. And we'll see it not in picture, we'll see it in reality.
对主啊，我们非常感恩您允许那个使徒约翰的当时呢去到天堂看见的那么一个充满宝座的房间，然后呢我们也非常感恩当时到我们到了天上去的时候呢，我们会进入那个真正的宝座的房间来看到您。
Lord, we're thankful that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Jesus Christ is the King. Jesus Christ is the Judge. And Lord, we wouldn't have it any other way. Thank you.
弟兄们，我们非常感恩主耶稣基督呢，他是王，他是主，他是审判官，我们不会再有其他的，我们非常感恩。
We give thanks now in Jesus' name. Bless, we pray, we ask in His name. Amen.
所以呢，我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名呢，我们也奉他的名呢祈求您呢赐福给我们，我们也奉他的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, everyone. Sorry for keeping you over time. The Lord bless us.